Okay.
Morning, sir. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Ricardo Chinitán Calderón, 068405.
Thank you, sir. Can you appear for the air on a board of executive clemency this morning in reference to a parole hearing? I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen to your far left is the Honorable Michael Johnson. We have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. In the center, we have the Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. And to your far right is the Honorable Lee Canotis. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lady this morning.
Harrison.
Okay, so we're going to go over some information and evaluate through the basic information. I'll ask you periodically if it's correct. Also, if you hear me saying anything that you know is incorrect, please let me know and I'll make it right, okay?
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so you're 54 years now, 54 years old, and you're serving a life sentence for first-degree murder, which began on October 2nd, 1987. You became parole eligible on April 29th, 2013. So you pled guilty without trial on January 27th, 1988, and were sentenced to life without parole for 25 years. You were on probation at the time of the offense, but the, as part of your plea agreement, the allegation of being on probation at the time of the offense was dismissed, so it wouldn't aggravate your sentence any further than already was aggravated. Okay, and you were certified for this hearing for level parole and home arrest or after discharge on January 11, 2018. We also have an ICE detainer that's active at this time.
That's correct.
Okay, so you were appearing before the board six previous times and you were denied each time. Let me go over a brief summary of the offense. Looks like on June 10, 1987, you murdered Robert Alfieri. The victim had been contracted to kill an individual who was going to testify against Ruben Miranda. And I'm not sure about the pronunciation, but I'm going to say Amy Simmental. And they were the victim's drug suppliers. The victim was provided $1,000 in an unknown amount of cocaine as payment for the murder, but the victim did not go through with the murder. Shortly afterwards, you lured the victim to a residence by offering him free cocaine, and when he went over to inspect the cocaine, you hit him in the head with a metal pipe, and you stabbed the victim multiple times. Dumped the victim's body in a dry irrigation ditch, and the victim died as a result of the 36 stab wounds that he suffered. The investigation led to you, the arrest, and you were charged with the murder, and then you were given an opportunity to plead guilty to first degree murder. And the probation that was involved was possession of burglary tools. So, that sounds fairly correct, sir, up to this point?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so a little bit more information, then I'm going to kind of give it to you. I'll ask you a couple questions, and then we'll get to know you a little better. Seems that since Benetti had moderate discipline, only one in the last 5 years, and that was a grooming violation in 2016. There were quite a few support letters in your packet from family and friends. The only criminal history I found prior to this was vehicle theft, and that was dismissed, and then the burglary tools, which you have really real time, you have probation. We have a report of a lot from Norfolk County Attorney's Office. It was dated January 10th, 2019. We did not get a progress report on you, sir, so I don't have any release tenant information, but we'll discuss that, okay? We have no victims in the gallery today, so. No one here for you today. So at this time, sir, what we're going to do is I'm going to kind of like give it up to you to explain a few things. First of all, so I don't forget, what are your plans if you were to be released by the board? Where would you stay and what would you do?
Put in parole and send me here to halfway house or to here. I got my mom in here, I got my sisters, I got our family over here. But if I go to, and then you guys send me to send me to Mexico where I belong to, I still have my dad's property. And I live in a small community full of family, and I have to go and work and do whatever, and left about my dad left over there in Mexico. So, as the Lord provide, you know, I change my life, I turn myself to Christ, I read a lot of the Bible, and I believe in Jesus Christ, and whatever decision you take, that's all right. Let it be God's will.
Okay. So, at the time of this offense, of this murder, why don't you tell us what was going on in your life and what you're thinking and how this whole thing came about?
Well, I think it's I make a big mistake. I'm apologizing to the families. I was young. I was using drugs. So, that's one of the biggest mistakes I make in my life. I can do nothing to change that. I cannot do whatever I do or don't do. That'll make that reality. And then there will change those facts. So I cannot do nothing and put everything in God's hands. And whatever it is, the consequence or the end of these things, is I'm ready to do what God may need to do and face the consequence one way or the other. It's nothing I can do or don't do. And try to be a better citizen, a better human being, and this is what I'm being trying to do, that's it. That's why I cannot change whatever it is, try to change myself and put everything in God's hands and hoping God transform my life and make a better decision today and tomorrow, and whatever it is, with your decisions, be out or in, it'll make no difference to me really. At this point, no more. There's no, I'm old, I'm grow up, and I grow up, I wish my best day of my life in prison, so I'm not gonna say, I wanna do this and do that, you know what I mean? I've been like that more than 30 years, so really, really, I can say, oh, I want to lie like a lot of people, I want to do this and that, but, you know, you see the 87% of the people come back with new charges and all that stuff, so you know the stories and every story, and every year over year you come back the same guy,
sir,
the same story, so, yes.
Okay, you basically just, the only thing you said about the crime was that you were doing drugs back then.
Yes.
But was the way the plot seems is that the victim had been contacted by somebody to kill a relative of yours. Was that your brother that he was supposed to kill?
No. No, that was 9/10 because if you see the reports and all this stuff, the man died even with his own knife. You know what I mean? So he was not even a plan like, hey, let's go do this and do A, B, and C. You know what I mean? He was not really our rolling plan. You know what I mean? Because it's not a fact that, you know what I mean? Especially when I was involved with money and drugs, it was easy to go put a bullet in his head and get over. You know what I mean? Why do you have to use a knife, his own knife, to kill him? So even in there, it was a foolish and ignorance and a stupidity to go over there and find out and plan to kill somebody with his own knife. When you got guns and other stuff, this is going to be easy, clean, and nothing to do with it.
Okay. The report says that he was contacted to kill the drug suppliers, and one of his last names is the same as yours. And it seems that the way the whole thing reads, there was more than one person with the same last name as yours that's involved in this big ring of whatever was going on back then. So, did you go into that house to try some cocaine?
It was a party and it was my friend over there. In fact, you know what I mean, 6 months later, somebody went and killed the owner of the house with a gun. You know what I mean? And if you want to kill somebody, you don't go, you know what I mean? You don't have to be a genius to plan and go do something like that. You know what I mean? So, sometimes when you use drugs and
so, but if, you know, okay, so if you were having a party and he was just there, why did you decide to kill him?
You know, there's a trip out, and like I said, I was not even thinking to kill him. I want to give you a beating down, but later when the knife coming out, you know what I mean, it's going, everything go crazy, because I didn't realize it. But even that, even right now, I cannot even go by facts and tell you this and that, because besides, I was high and all that stuff, he's from time ago, but you know what I mean? The facts, they don't change. And I don't want to say you wrong or I'm right and I'm wrong, you know what I mean? But the facts, they don't change it there, you know what I mean? But to plant that some ignorant and stupidity like that, that's how what happened. And you guys know that better than I do, but a lot of people do stupid things for stupid reasons, and you got, in fact, your whole life, I believe, you listen to stories that they don't make no sense. But it's how the world is, and it's, we have to live with those consequences.
Okay. So was this person that you killed, was he somebody you knew, or did he just happen to show up at this party?
No, he'd been around, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? He'd been buying dope, and he was, a user, a cocaine user, you know what I mean? He wasn't a... No, he'd been in the game.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see if my fellow workers have any questions at this time. No questions? Okay, sir. We'll be near the end of your hearing, and the board will be going into discussion to make a determination shortly. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else you'd like to tell the board, we just ask that you don't repeat all the information that we've already covered. So if there's anything else you'd like to tell us, sir?
Yeah, I'm sorry
about
what I did. I mean, I spent the best of my years. I believe in Jesus Christ, and whatever the resolution said, I'm ready to take it and wait for another time, another year, or whatever it is. You know what I mean? I'm not a... You guys have to do your work, and I have to do my time. This is how the cookie rolls, so it's nothing okay. I can do to change, or not to do, or do, you know, to make this thing better. because I don't think there's nothing I can do to do something to make this game better.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're going to be having a special determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're talking to you, but we won't be. We'll ask you to remain silent, stay on the phone, and I'll be back with you once you've made a determination, okay?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
All right, we're now in discussion. Well, this is an interesting case situation. Reading the report, the information seems pretty clear that there was something going on, a whole bunch of people in kind of in a circle, and somebody wasn't happy with somebody else, somebody wanted somebody killed, and it ended up that Mr. Simmental killed the victim, stab wounds. How preconceived that, well, that situation, you know, I don't know, but according to the information that subject was victim murdered with the offer of some free cocaine to try, that it was hit over the head when he'd been overtaken and stabbed multiple times. I don't know, I've never seriously contemplated killing anybody, so I don't know whether it's just everybody knows that the gun is the way to do it. There's a multitude of other people get murdered, and a lot of them are spirit murder, and there's a lot of them thought about, and there's still various methods. But anyway, with the way the offense was committed, and honestly, Mr. Simmental's attitude, I don't feel a good candidate for at least at this time. I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members, if any. Is there anything else?
Sir, I would just add, this is complicated because there's the detainer, there's the ICE detainer. So if there were to be a release, generally we would start with home arrest, and I don't think that would be possible with detainers.
I don't know, without the progress report, it's not really.
And without the progress report.
No, that usually indicates exactly what it's
exactly.
For.
So thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to get that on record again.
With an ICE detainer, I'm not sure, but even if they picked him up and put him in custody and were to deport him, he'd be in an ICE facility for a while, and then he'd go to Mexico, and he's a free man. He never has to report to anybody. But that was a good point. It would be interesting to know what ICE would do with somebody like that, if they would do anything.
Mr. Canoes?
I agree on the ICE issue. I think I would like to know more about how they would deal with the transition. Thank you.
Dr. Wright?
I don't feel that we have enough information. I think that would be in the best interest of citizens of the state of Arizona. We have to be denied at this point during parole after discharge of a home arrest and in view of this ICE detainer, and if he were to be sent back to Mexico, of course he indicates that he has a number of family members right here in the state of Arizona, but he does have his ICE detainer, and we do have no control over that at all. It's a federal one that would deal with that one, but long story short story, at this point, I don't believe that it would be in the best interest of the citizens of Arizona at this time for him to be granted general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so based on all the information we have in our discussion, I'm going to make a motion to deny Mr. Calderon Simmental, AC number 068405. I'm going to deny letter of parole, home arrest, or actual discharge. This fireman has been the date of the crime. I'll ask for 1 year set off, and that'll be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Woodhouse, to be Bob Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Cornelius. Okay, so the board has voted to deny parole, written parole, after we discharged and home arrested this time. We suggest that you, continue to give any kind of program you can while you're in there. Wish you best luck, and just within your hearing, and then put the CO3 back in the form, please.
All right, thank you.